The Committee for Education is holding an event on the Common Funding Scheme tonight, Wednesday, 6th of November at Parliament Buildings. We caught up with the chairperson of the committee, Mervyn Storey, to find out more about the issue and event. Mervyn, we know that the Common Funding Scheme determines how funds are allocated to schools, and there's been so much talk about it in the past few weeks. What is the issue that is of concern to the committee?
Well, funding for schools amounts to over $1 billion every year, and is one of the largest single expenditure items for the whole of the government of Northern Ireland. And for individual schools, even quite small percentage changes can mean the difference between hiring or firing members of staff. And it can often mean extra resources to support numeracy and literacy. And it can mean also the curtailment of elements of an essential and element of, for example, the popular extended schools programme. So I think for us the issue is ensuring that the concerns that are out there at this current minute in time are accurately reflected in the evidence that we will gather at this event tonight.
Oh, that's great. And does the committee have a view on the Common Funding Scheme yet?
Well, the department launched a consultation earlier this year on the changes to the scheme, which are designed to simplify and improve the transparency of funding allocations. But clearly, the upshot of these proposals is that there has been widespread concern, and I think that that concern is reflected in the members of the committee. And I think that tonight, this event will clearly be another means of us ensuring that we have accurately reflected and accurately heard the views of the school community.
And what would the committee like to see from the department on this issue?
Well, in the short term, given the wide range and complex nature of the proposed changes, we've asked for a longer consultation period. Unfortunately, the minister has turned that down, and I think that what the committee would like to see is an end to the process that at this minute in time seems to be simply, well, we're consulting and we'll let you know what the outcome is. I think the committee would like to see a discussion and a debate around how we actually fund our schools to address educational underachievement, as opposed to what seems to be the current trajectory of the way forward on the basis of solely using social deprivation measures. It should be educational needs that are addressed and not social issues alone.
And this event tonight, there's lots of interest in it and stuff. What is the committee hoping to get out of it?
Well, this event is part of the committee's ongoing engagement with the principals and teachers and parents and schools, and the committee's pleased to welcome schools from a wide sector right across Northern Ireland. So we hopefully will have representative bodies, principals and teachers, and it's all about listening, and it's all about understanding the effects of departmental policy on our schools, and the committee needs that input so that we can accurately reflect those concerns in our report, and that will inform us in a very practical and very meaningful way as to how this current policy, which has caused serious concern, can be amended and changed.
Okay.